Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you are hosting for Christmas, it's almost certainly going to be a smaller gathering this year. But whoever is coming over, even if it's just you, now is the time to have your home professionally cleaned. A clean home is a healthy one. I'd hire Executive Green Carpet Cleaning to clean your carpet and your floors and your rugs and your upholstery. They'll show you what clean really looks like. Call now. They're still saying they're going to get it done before Christmas. They must be working long days. They really do a good job. Call 630-990-8600. They use the most powerful carpet cleaning equipment in the world. It's mounted on a truck. They'll park out front. They use their own ultra-purified water to do it. And they really scrub that carpet and leave it dry to the touch in a couple of hours. Three rooms by Christmas for just $139. Wow. Executive Green cares about the health of your family. To get on their schedule before December 25th, call 630-990-8600. 630-990-8600. You can do it online, too. WGNclean.com. WGN Radio and TV's Dean Richards joins us now. Curtis, I'll let you punch the button up. You're going to hit him on, and I'll turn him up. Hey, Dino, how are you?
John, good morning.
You sound okay. A little scratch in that voice. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling much, much better. It's a huge change from a week ago and certainly 2 weeks ago when I just woke up one morning with a little bit of congestion, a little bit of a cough. And, you know, they say if you're not feeling 100%, you shouldn't go to work. So I called in sick and went and got tested and darned if the virus didn't bite me.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, Dean, I don't want to dwell on you being on the radio with me right now. You're good to go, right? You feel well enough and strong enough to talk with us right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good news. Yeah. And, Dean, yeah, I have...
I've already installed an electrical plug in my house this morning.
Well,
that's how well enough I'm feeling today.
Well, that's more than I do on a good day, so I'll
took me about 5 hours. But
I'll keep talking to you. Dean, I was unaware that for the last 2 weeks you were under. How public have you been about this diagnosis?
Not at all. I just, for one thing, when you're not feeling well, when I'm not feeling well, I don't really want to talk to people. I don't really want to spend time on the phone or whatever. I just want to do what Dr. Kevin Most told me to do. Yeah. Rest and get plenty of fluids, and you know he was. If anyone has a high opinion of Dr. Kevin Most, and I think everybody in the free world certainly should, this man is he is the most wonderful, most compassionate guy that there could possibly be. He was checking up on me during the whole time because I called him after I got my test result. I talked to my own doctor too, of course, but Kevin's been a friend for a long time, and I said, you know, is there anything special that I should be doing? And he gave me a few tips of taking vitamin D and taking zinc and low-dose aspirin on top of all the fluids and all the rest. And, you know, just checked in on me to make sure that I was okay and that things were not getting worse. I had a fever only just for one day, the very first day. I had a very low fever of 99.5, and then the rest of the 2 weeks of quarantine were I had normal temperature, not really the kind of symptoms, you know, that you hear about. I was very, very, very fortunate that my symptoms were mild. I felt super tired. I felt like a truck ran me over, but, you know, other than that, I count my blessings. I'm so fortunate compared to some of the nightmare stories that we hear about on the news every day.
Did you keep your taste and smell?
I did. Unfortunately, there was absolutely no loss of appetite during this whole thing. I was hoping I might lose a few pounds, but I did not.
I think my wife had it in the spring, and she was really fatigued. But we both went through some of the loss of taste and smell. And it's weird, isn't it? Some people with similar biographies or biologies are not affected, and then some are. You know, I'm thinking of Michael Phillips, he and Heidi Stevens living in the same house. She was hospitalized, and he didn't even contract the disease.
Yeah, it's so, I mean, I guess this is just part of the exasperating part of this disease for all, you know, for the healthcare workers and the frontline workers. There is no one way to do this. There is not one way to treat it. There's not one consequence from it.
Yeah.
You know, people react differently to it. And I considered myself, you know, kind of a mask Nazi. You know, I'm one of those people that always wore a mask and, you know, insisted that people around me wear masks and keep my social distance. And
talk about that, Dean. Were you, because I saw what Robert Fiedert said about you, what you told him, and that is that beyond that, you didn't go to the clubs. You've been a very, very cautious person, right?
Yeah, I really have. I mean, Thanksgiving, I was with, you know, my brother and his family, and it was, I don't even think it was seven people. It was at a table that normally seats about 35 people. We were completely separated apart. We all had masks. None of them, you know, got sick. So I know I didn't get it at my brother's house. And I don't go anywhere else. You know, it's the TV station and the radio station.
You go to the grocery store.
And I think that that's probably where I got it, where you know, you're out there. I'm careful about wiping the carts down. I'm careful about things that I touch, but apparently I was not careful enough. So, you know, all I can say, the moral to this story, is if you think you're being careful, be 10 times more careful than you're already being, because, this is a really sneaky, sneaky virus.
You know, what you just said, I think, is really helpful, because I know I'm not as careful as I was. I mean, I don't wash my hands as thoroughly when I get home, stuff
right.
like that.
In the beginning of the pandemic, you know, I wouldn't go anywhere without the gloves on. I, you know, literally I would not touch a door without, you know, kind of pulling my sleeve up a little bit so my hand actually wouldn't touch the door. And I guess I did get lazy with it.
Well, you know, Dean, look, the first week when we really got the message, and I don't know when this was, March, April, May sometime, but I'd come home and take off my clothes and put on a different outfit, and Brenda would gingerly put them in the wash, and we didn't do that for a few days, but but you get to the point now where I walk in and Brenda goes, "Did you even wash your hands?" Oh, all right, you got to wash my hands. I mean,
yeah, I think that there's, you know, very definitely a complacency, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, if you look at all the numbers that are coming in now, the numbers are higher now. Positivity rates, everything is higher now than it was at the beginning of the pandemic. So, if you were that careful back then, when we were first being shocked by all of this, you should be that much more careful now, because the chance of catching something is great. And while I consider myself incredibly fortunate that my symptoms were relatively mild, I cannot emphasize enough that people just need to be careful and wear masks and keep your distance. And you know, you think it's going to be okay to hang out with some buddies or, you know, to hang out with your family. It's not. It's just, you know, the vaccine's right around the corner.
Amen to that.
Just, and, you know, be careful for a little while longer.
And I would gauge you in the middle. I mean, it's nice of you to categorize yourself as being fortunate. You're going to be okay, but you're getting hit by this thing. Dean, then when you're recovering from it, as you've had it, are you treating it just kind of like the flu, resting and staying away from people? Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah, I've been, I literally have not been out of the house for 2 weeks. I've been, you know, quarantined. I have, for the first time, availed myself of these grocery delivery services and the, you know, services where they deliver stuff to your house, because I wasn't allowed to go outside to go to the store, although, you know, plenty of people offered to go to the store for me. I just didn't want to put anyone in jeopardy in any way. So, I've been, you know, just sticking around the house. I grew a beard for the first...
Will we see that on TV pretty soon?
No, I shaved it off because I look too much like Kenny Rogers. now, which it's completely gray.
That's disheartening.
So then I shaved everything off. I shaved my goatee off.
Oh.
Everything, just because I haven't seen what my naked face looks like in decades. So then I shaved all of that off, and now I've gone back to just my goatee like I've always had.
Well, that's much more information.
At least it gave me something to do for a little while.
Much more information than we wanted, Dean. hey, listen, I'm going to go. Are you on the air on Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be back on the air for the Sunday show from my house, but I'll do the show at Sunday morning, and then I'll be back on TV also from home on Monday next week.
Listen, Dean, I know that this has been about as difficult a year for you personally, given losses in your life. You even took a fall at the beginning of the year, and now it's capped with this. I just want to tell you I'm glad you're recovering and well. We wish you nothing but the best, and we sort of salute your stamina, sir, because you have made it through one hell of a year.
Well, thank you, John, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your friendship, and all I can say is please, everybody, be careful. Please, 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 everybody, be careful. Especially walking across Michigan Avenue.
You thought
that may
was
have been the most embarrassing thing that happened to me all year on top.
You're going to have a great show Sunday. I'll be listening. Take care.
All right, pal. Thanks very much.
All right, WGN Radio and TV's Dean Richards. Sunday mornings, 11:28. WGN Radio News headlines right around the corner. That's in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then Speed Jokes, our best of the replay, coming up.